Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
So apparently, Microsoft is in the middle of trying to save TikTok. Presidents talked about banning TikTok, and now Microsoft has stepped in and said, hey, wait, whoa. You don't need to ban TikTok. What if we just bought them? And what if we made it worth your time for us to buy them? Now, there's a scene in one of my favorite movies, Tombstone, with Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer. Ah, such a great movie. Great, great Western. And there's a scene where they're the Earps are heading to the OK Corral to disarm and arrest the bad guys there, the cowboys. And this sheriff, I think it was a sheriff or a marshal or something, Sheriff Behan, he was basically law enforcement in name only. He tries to stop me, walks up to me, he's like, guys, don't worry, I got this. I disarmed them. And Sam Elliott's character looks at him and says, you did? You disarmed him? Nah, let's go, boys. Yeah, didn't believe him. That's kind of how I feel when Microsoft's like, hey, don't worry, we're gonna take care of this problem you guys have with TikTok, and we'll save the day. Problem is that, number one, I don't trust Microsoft. It's not just because they were founded by Bill Gates, not just because Bill Gates still has control despite not having control on paper. He still has a lot of say in what's going on. He has his people controlling Microsoft. It's just that Microsoft has been very, let's just say, sympathetic to the Chinese Communist Party over the years. They've had to be, and it doesn't get nearly as much attention as others who have engaged with the Chinese Communist Party, but they have. For those who don't know, TikTok is a social media app. It's a video app, one that has turned many people off because, number one, it is a Beijing-based company. Number two, it has ties, very clear ties to the Chinese Communist Party, the government. Number three, because the requirements to run the app, basically you have to give permissions to give access to pretty much everything, contacts and photos and this app is a spying gold mine for the Chinese Communist Party, not just from tracking purposes. It's not just so they can get a hold of all of our videos. That's not a big deal. What is a big deal is everything else they have access to, which is why many governments, including the U.S. government, has decided to, TikTok is just too dangerous. It's too easy for them to use as a spying tool. They can use this to steal intellectual property. Let's say people taking pictures and those pictures are accessible by the Chinese Communist Party, then there's so much that can be used for social engineering to get into sensitive information through. The list is too big. And that's why President Trump has considered banning TikTok in the United States. Now, people say, constitutional crisis, he doesn't have a right. Look, this is a foreign company, a foreign app that is questionable. Even if we just use the lightest possible terms, it is at the very least, questionable. Okay? It is. It's very potentially dangerous. Microsoft steps in and they say, Microsoft fully appreciates, this is coming from, Microsoft said this yesterday, Sunday. Microsoft fully appreciates the importance of addressing the president's concerns. It is committing to acquiring TikTok subject to a complete security review and providing proper economic benefits to the United States, including the United States Treasury. In other words, hey, if you let us buy TikTok, we see an opportunity here. Maybe we might give you guys money. This is literally bribing the U.S. government and essentially bribing taxpayers. If they're bribing the U.S. Treasury. The Treasury's money is our money, technically speaking. They're bribing us and saying, hey, well, you know what? Don't take down TikTok. Don't ban it. Let's just, we'll buy it. We'll take care of everything. We'll do security reviews. If you guys want to do some security reviews, that's fine. That should worry us. Not just because I don't trust Microsoft, but because I seriously don't trust the Chinese Communist Party at all. There will be back doors. Okay, there will be. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to know that they will find a way to still continue to collect the data. Now, I won't say that with 100% certainty. We'll put it at about 92% certainty. That's exactly what they will do. And if they don't, then this is just a move to salvage whatever they can, because they know that if they lose the U.S. market, then the app becomes essentially worthless. So, so maybe they're just trying to get what they can out of it. They got all of our data that they could, and now they've got plenty to work with, and they're going to take it from there. I don't like the move either way. I say just ban them. Forget about Microsoft's bribe. Forget about Microsoft's security protocols. Forget about Microsoft altogether. Okay? Ban TikTok. Just ban it. It's too dangerous. Whether Microsoft is in charge or Chinese Communist Party is in charge, either way, the Chinese Communist Party is likely in charge. They're getting the data. They're using this data against us. You know, I don't care if the NBA likes to go out there and defend the Chinese Communist Party. I don't care if Steve Kerr is out there talking about how we're more evil than they are. I don't care if Hollywood and mainstream media get all of their narratives and talking points and scripts directly from the Chinese Communist Party. All of that is just part of the plan, part of the evil plan, because they hate us. The Chinese Communist Party hates us. They hate the United States. We're the only thing that stands in their way from total world domination, period. It's just how it is. I don't have to prove it. People might question that. They just don't. That's one of those things where I'm going to make a statement and I'm not even going to back it up with facts, because there are so many of them out there. You need to have perhaps a combination of logic and not even very much of it, and just a little bit of data to understand that, yeah, this is really, really bad. The Chinese Communist Party does hate us, and they hate pretty much everybody. They hate their own people. Okay, look what they're doing to the Uyghurs. Okay, millions. Millions. And not just Muslims either. People, I've been in correspondence with somebody who's there close to the ground. I'm just waiting for a little bit more information before we break a story about how this isn't necessarily just a, you know, anti-Islam thing that the Chinese Communist Party is doing. They're going after Christian Uyghurs as well, you know. But that doesn't ever get any publicity, because, again, that goes against the narrative. They figure, hey, if we can just keep it isolated to the Muslims in the country, then there will be less outcry from the American right, you know, the evangelicals. That shouldn't be the case, by the way. We as Christians should be concerned about human rights abuses, regardless of what religion is being abused. But the fact that there are Christians involved, that there are Christians being persecuted, oppressed, jailed, imprisoned, perhaps tortured and killed. But anyway, I digress. TikTok, just ban it, period. End of story. Just get rid of it. Don't entertain Microsoft's bribe. Don't look to find security measures. It's a gaping hole in our national security. And as a national security issue, you as president, the White House, has the power to ban it. Take advantage of the power. Get it out of our phones, out of everything. Just get it out of the United States altogether. And then we'll be more secure as a nation, I assure you. Lord willing, I will be back for another episode. But in the meantime, stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.